الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن وبعد. قال الله عز وجل: يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, as we are well aware that we have already finished with the first quarter of the first part of the Quran. Just to recap very quickly, in the first quarter of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the most key and fundamental issues and principles of Islam upon which the basis of one's iman is dependent, that is tawheed, belief in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and belief in the risala, in the prophethood of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, including that of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites, He calls, He summons all groups of kuffar, the mushrikeen, the polytheists, the munafiqeen, the hypocritical men and women, the Ahle Kitab, the followers of the book, the Jews and Christians. Allah invites them all to Islam. Remember the verse that comes, Ya ayyuhan nasu ubudu rabbakum. O mankind, O people, worship your Allah alone. In the last page of this quarter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites the Yahud, the Bani Israel, to Islam. Allah invites them to Islam. Ya Bani Israel, adhkuru ni'mati allati an'amtu alaykum. This is the last page of the first quarter of the Quran. In the current verse that we read, this is a continuation of that da'wah, of that invitation where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invited the Yahud to bring Islam. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this verse says that, O Bani Israel, O the Jews, the Israelites, Allah says, اُذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ. Remember my bounties, my favors which I bestowed you with, which I conferred upon you. وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. Allah says, listen, remember, I have given you preference, I have given you excellence, I have preferred you over all the worlds. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands and instructs the Bani Israel to remember the favors and the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because when a person ponders and reflects over the bounties of Allah, a person in that way will begin to give thanks, a person will become grateful for the bounties of Allah, and in that way a person will become obedient, and a person will become a true and sincere and genuine believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why Allah instructed him to remember these bounties that Allah conferred upon them. Then Allah says, remember, I have given you excellence over all the worlds. وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. This is أَمْرٌ نُبُوَّةٌ, the matter of نُبُوَّةٌ. How did Allah prefer them over all the worlds? Allah made most of the Anbiya عليهم الصلاة والسلام come from the Bani Israel. Allah made most of the Anbiya come from the Bani Israel. Here in this verse, we see the khitab, the address is towards the Bani Israel. Allah is addressing the Bani Israel who are living in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Of course we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give nubuwa to any of the Yahud who were living in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave nubuwa to their forefathers, the Anbiya, in the preceding times. So here, وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. The sense of this verse is, here the children of the Anbiya, the grandchildren of the Anbiya, or the great-grandchildren, the Yahud, who were living in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, all of them here benefit from the barakat and the blessings of the nubuwa which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave their forefathers, the Anbiya that came in the preceding times. That is how Allah preferred them over all the worlds. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا. One thing to note in that last part of that verse is that this preference that was given to the Bani Israel over all the worlds was only in the matter of nubuwa. It wasn't in every matter. Because undoubtedly the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the most preferred ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given excellence to this ummah over all the worlds. Quran mentions that, كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ. You are the best of ummah. There's no better ummah than the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this matter of preference is only in the matter of nubuwa. Then Allah says, وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَن نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا. Allah says, fear a day. Guard yourselves against a day where no soul shall avail another soul in any way. وَلَا يُقْبَلُ مِنْهَا شَفَاعَةٌ. Intercession shall not be acceptable on that day. وَلَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ Ransom shall not be taken on that day. وَلَا هُمْ يُنْصَرُونَ Allah says, these kuffar will not be helped on that day. The first part of the verse, fear a day. Which day is this? This is the day of Qiyamah. لَا تَجْزِي نَفْسٌ عَنْ نَفْسٍ شَيْئًا No soul shall avail another soul in any way. This refers to supposedly if a person in the dunya, he didn't perform his salah, or he didn't fast, he didn't give zakah, he didn't do all those fara'id, those obligatory and compulsory acts that were wajib upon him. On the day of Qiyamah, when he comes before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his brother or any person who performed that maybe extra fara'id or extra salah, or extra zakah or extra acts of obedience in this world, that person will not be able to help this person in any way. That type of transaction will never be acceptable on the day of Qiyamah. Maybe if that person wants some of that a'mal to be transferred to this person so that he can make up for the deficiency on the day of Qiyamah, that kind of transaction will not be acceptable on the day of Qiyamah. Then Allah says, shafa'ah, intercession will not be acceptable on the day of Qiyamah. Of course, we know in hadith we read that there will be different types of intercessions. Even a hafiz of the Quran will be able to intercede on so many members of his family. Even Ar-Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself will intercede on behalf of the believers. Here in this verse of the Quran, no intercession shall be acceptable. This refers to no intercession shall be acceptable on behalf of a kafir. As far as a believer is concerned, then bi-ithnillah, through the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be different types of intercessions that will be acceptable on behalf of the mu'mineen. Then Allah says, وَلَا يُؤَخَذُ مِنْهَا عَدْلٌ A ransom shall not be accepted. Normally we know we give ransom refers to monies that are given to release the criminals. So on the day of Qiyamah, no ransom shall be accepted to release the fusaq and the fujjar, the criminals from the fire of Jahannam. They will not be helped in any way. In the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ You see in verse number 47, Allah says, remember my favors that I conferred upon you. Now Allah begins, in verse 49, Allah begins to now count the favors that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the Bani Israel. So the first favor that Allah counts upon them is, وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ Remember when we saved you from the people of Fir'aun. What were the people of Fir'aun doing? يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ They were inflicting upon you the worst azab, the worst torment, the worst punishment. And what was that? يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ They would slaughter your children, they would slaughter your sons, the sons of the Bani Israel, and they would spare the lives of the woman. Why would they slaughter the sons? We know that a person gave this prediction to Fir'aun that so and so son from the Bani Israel will be born from among the Bani Israel and he will destroy your kingship. So what did Fir'aun do? He began to slaughter all the sons that were born from Bani Israel and he would spare the lives of the woman. Why? Because one day it will be of some service to him. Perhaps they will become servants or maids for him one day. So this is why he would spare the lives of the woman. So Allah says, Allah saved you people from the people of Fir'aun. So consider this as a great bounty from the side of Allah. Then Allah says, وَفِي ذَٰلِكُمْ In that, in the above mentioned verse, there is a great test, بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ There is a great test from your Lord Allah. In that, there is a great test from your Lord Allah. So Mufassirin mentioned, in that, what does this pronoun that refer to? Mufassirin mentioned that it could refer to one of two things. The first is that there is a great test in that slaughtering of your sons. Allah wants to see whether you make sabr for that. Because Fir'aun and his people are now slaughtering the Bani Israel, the children, the sons of Bani Israel. Allah wants to see whether you make sabr in that. The second meaning that is given, Allah Mufassirin mentioned, that there is a great test in that. In that refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved you from Fir'aun. So there is a great test in that. How is there a test in that? Allah wants to see now if you make shukr for that salvation that Allah granted you from Fir'aun. So a mu'min is tested at all times. Sometimes a person is tested through some musibah, some calamity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happens to put upon that person. Allah wants to see whether he makes sabr for that. And sometimes Allah opens the khayrat, the riches and the goodness of this dunya for a mu'min. And Allah wants to test him and see whether he makes shukr for that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make shukr at all times. And Allah mustn't snatch away any ni'mah from us. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.